Describe a piece of information that you think is not correct. You should say what the information is, where you heard or read this information, when you heard or read it, and explain why you think it's incorrect. Well, wrong information creates many difficulties in our lives. Sometimes we have to face danger due to faulty details. So here I would like to talk about a time when I got the wrong information from a website. About 3 years ago, my friend sent me an email with an attached link to something. He wrote me that it is a link to a website where there is an article related to a painting competition. I clicked on that link and a website was opened on my laptop screens within a few seconds. I read a piece of information related to a painting competition at the district level. It was going to organize an art gallery in my district, and it was necessary to register for it. So I registered for this competition because I can paint a variety of paintings. The fee for the painting contest was $50, so I paid it with my credit card. The competition would occur in 10 days. I started my preparations for performing in this competition. On the day of the competition, I went to MOGA via bus and arrived there at 8 a.m. I visited the correct place because I had received the venue from the website. I entered an art gallery named Street Art. I asked about this painting competition to the reception. The receptionist told me that there would be a competition held, even though I showed them a receipt, which I got during the registration. To add to it, he explained to me that there was an error in their ad regarding the date, and that he would do what he could to help me out. He apologized for this inconvenience, but I still couldn't help but feel so disappointed. All in all, after that moment, I came back home. Now you see, wrong information causes inconveniences. Part 3. Would you say people trust the information that is found online? In this day and age, people tend to believe everything they read online without even questioning it first. This is dangerous, as people sometimes write whatever they want online. Before we determine that information is trustworthy, we must consider the source. I think information can be trusted with sites with a .org or .edu at the end of it, as well as photographs for extra proof. For example, one safety precaution is to never go directly to someone's house from the internet. It's always better to meet at a public place first.